he'd fall right off his desk. And it's a funny sort of business to be sitting up there at your desk, talking down at your subordinates from up there, especially when you have to go right up close because the boss is hard of hearing. Well, there's still some hope. Once I've got the money together to pay off my parents' debt to him, another 5 or 6 years, I suppose, that's definitely what I'll do. That's when I'll make the big change. First of all, though, I've got to get up. My train leaves at 5. And he looked over at the alarm clock, ticking on the chest of drawers. God in heaven, he thought. It was 6:30, and the hands were quietly moving forwards. It was even later than 6:30, more like 6:45. Had the alarm clock not rung? He could see from the bed that it had been set for 4:00, as it should have been. It certainly must have rung. Yes, but was it possible to quietly sleep through that furniture-rattling noise? True, he had not slept peacefully, but probably all the more deeply because of that. What should he do now? The next train went at 7. If he were to catch that, he would have to rush like mad, and the collection of samples was still not packed, and he did not at all feel particularly fresh and lively. And even if he did catch the train, he would not avoid his boss's anger, as the office assistant would have been there to see the 5:00 train go.